comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
I want in on this Dancing with the Stars weight loss program. Wait until you hear about Lauren Elena and how much weight she's lost since she started on the show. That's coming up. But first, great news from Erin Morris and her husband, Ryan Hurd. They're expecting their first child together.
Excellent.
Next year, they're having a little baby boy. Erin, by the way, up for Female Vocalist of the Year for the CMAs. The reason I bring this up now, the CMAs are happening in a couple of weeks, but tomorrow is the deadline for me to vote because I'm a CMA member.
Okay.
So I'm going to let XTU Nation make my vote, okay?
All
so
right.
You'll get to vote for Entertainer of the Year, Male and Female Vocalist of the Year, Vocal Group of the Year, Duo of the Year, like the whole thing.
Oh, that's great.
So we'll make sure that we have everything up on our website tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And then by, I think, 5 or 6 o'clock tomorrow night, I'll be tallying all the votes and then I'll place my vote. And it'll be your vote.
Sweet.
It'll be the XTU Nation vote. So we'll be talking about that tomorrow morning. The Grand Ole Opry is coming back to television next year. This is exciting. It's going to be on a new network called Circle. And they say that their goal is to provide entertainment experiences that celebrate the country lifestyle and enrich the artist-fan connection that is the backbone of country music.
Wow.
Yeah, so I don't know where we're going to be able to get Circle.
You may already have it because we talked earlier about they're constantly adding channels. You have no idea.
You have no idea. Yeah. There's so many. There's like thousands of channels
look
in your cable
look
box.
Look for Circle. See if you have it.
Exactly. Circle is what it's called. And yeah, so the Grand Ole Opry is going to start airing on TV again next year. And I need this Dancing with the Stars workout. Lauren Elena has lost 25 pounds. Since it started. She said none of her clothes fit at this point. Like, nothing fits. And she's so busy, she doesn't have time to do all the shopping. So this week's performance was a really emotional one for Lauren. I'm not sure if you watched it, Dave, but this was the one-year anniversary death of her stepdad, Sam, and her mom was in the audience.
Oh.
So she did this really emotional performance anyway, and then to put this on top of it, and it's just heartbreaking. She shared the story at the time of his death on Instagram by saying, and this is just so that you kind of get an idea of who this guy Sam is. She wrote, "My stepdad Sam went to heaven at 1 o'clock this morning. He was the purest example of how to love and live life fully. His last few hours were some of the most amazing moments that I know I will ever have the privilege of witnessing. This is the part that gets me. So get ready for this." Lauren Elena says about her stepdad, Sam, who died last year. "He opened his eyes. They shined the brightest I've ever seen anyone's eyes shine. And he said, 'Jesus.' We said, 'What do you see, Sam?' And he said, 'It's so beautiful.' And mom asked him who he saw. And he told her he saw a bunch of people, including his mama. And later he said, 'I love you all. I found it.' My mom asked what he found, and he said, 'Heaven. I've got to go.' And an hour later, Lauren Elena says he went to be with the Lord."
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing.
Like, I've got chills all over my body. And just to put this in perspective, too, he was only 47 years old.
Man, you know, way too young.
Way too young, and really quite an impact. He must have been an amazing guy. So, I know. I just kind of need a moment after that. But just really great stuff coming from Lauren Elena. And again, down 25 pounds thanks to the Dancing with the Stars weight loss program, which I think would be amazing.
Turn it up.
92.5 XTU.
With more country next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.